differences, notice that a sentinel node can be found in virtually every woman with early stage breast cancer, 98%. That regardless of whether you're mapping with combined technique or a single agent, that as long as you're comfortable with the technique, the node positive rate was the same across studies. ACOSOG Z10 did not mandate completion axillary dissection for negative sentinel nodes, so there is no false negative rate. And in B32, in spite of the high rate of sentinel node identification, the false negative rate was about 10%. And, of course, this has persisted across virtually all studies of sentinel node biopsy and has led to the question, how can we adopt a staging technique that has, in experienced hands, a false negative rate of 5 to 10%? And I think that question...